The Bible History, Told to Our Children by John Frugdenhill. Creation, Chapter 1. At night, when you are tired from playing, and your mother takes you to bed, you look around in your bedroom and see many familiar things which you already have seen many times before, such as the bed and chairs, the dresser and chest of drawers, the pictures on the walls, and so on. But do you also know who made all those pieces of furniture in your bedroom? That is such a simple question, isn't it? Naturally, you know that. You are not so ignorant. I already hear you say, "My bed?" Well, the cabinet makers made it, and the chairs and the other furniture also were made by them. And the pictures? Yes, Mother bought them in the store. But the house in which you are living, and the houses of all your neighbors, and the church which is standing on the street corner, who made them? You also know that. You have seen that more than once when a house is being built in your neighborhood. The carpenters and masons do that. Then we see great heaps of wood and stone piled high, and from these the building is made. But when you have a free day or holiday, and the sun is shining so nicely, and you take a walk in the country with your friends, and you see the trees in the woods, the grass in the fields, and the clouds in the heavens, who made all these things? Did the carpenter make them, or the mason, or the painter? No, I already hear you say, they cannot do that. Perhaps one of you would answer, the Lord did that. You are correct. The Lord made all those nice things. Oh, we have become so accustomed to them that we scarcely notice them. We step upon the flowers, or we pick them, and a little later we throw them away. And yet, how beautiful all those things are! How nicely those thousands of flowers bloom in the fields! How softly the leaves of the trees rustle when the wind blows! These trees, that grass, the water in the brook, the clouds in the heaven, were not always there. There was a time when all these things were not here. But the Lord made all these things. Yes, but how do we know this? Who can tell us this? Well, the Lord Himself told it. And then the people wrote this nice history or story in a thick book. That thick book is called the Bible. Yes, the Bible is the Word of God. Do you know where that nice creation story is found? You can read it on the first page of the Bible. Look it up and read it. If you cannot read, ask your father or mother to read it to you. Do you know with what the Bible begins? Surely you have heard it when your father read it at one time after a meal. Listen. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Then, a long time ago, God made the heaven and the earth. When a cabinet maker wants to make a bed, a table, or a chair, he needs wood. He takes some boards and begins to saw and plane, and at last he nails or glues the boards together. But the Lord didn't need any boards, saw, nor nails. The Lord only said, "I want the heaven and earth to come." And then the heaven and earth were there, all at once, and only by the word of God. You cannot do that, can you? The Lord alone can do that. This is how God made the heaven, which is high, far above the stars, the place where the thousands of angels are. The earth also came into being this way, the large earth, where you and all other people live. But in the beginning, there were no plants, trees, nor birds. The earth was void and without form. It was dark and cold. But happily, it did not remain that way. No, God changed that. The Lord said, "Let there be light." And at once the heaven opened and light shone down, so that it was no longer dark upon the earth. The Lord called the light day, and the darkness he called night. After that the evening came, and the Lord again took the light away. That was the first day. The following morning the light returned, and the second day began. On this second day, the Lord created other things. The Lord created the clouds which float through the heaven, the wind which can howl so in the chimney, and the air which we breathe. Probably you have learned from your teacher, on the second day he established the atmosphere or firmament, which is the region of the air or sky. Upon God's command, the light again was replaced by the darkness. This happened in the evening of that day. The third day came. On this day, God created the great seas and the high mountains. Have you ever seen the sea? As far as you can look, you can see nothing but water. Great steamships must sail for days before they reach the shore on the other side. Have you ever seen any mountains? In our land, we have no high mountains. In some lands, they have. There are mountains which are 100 times higher than the highest tower that is in the town or city in which you live. The Lord also created other things on this day. Suddenly the earth was covered with grass, plants, and flowers. The Lord wanted them to come, and they came. Then the earth became beautiful. The first roses bloomed splendidly. It was such a magnificent sight to see the white daisies and the yellow buttercups blooming among the green grass. Upon the command of God, the trees also came out of the earth. The most delicious fruits grew on the branches of these trees, such as apples, pears, plums, and so on. The Lord surely is mighty, isn't he? People also can make flowers. Probably you have seen them at the market or in the stores. But they are not real flowers, for they are made of paper. We don't have to give these paper flowers any water, because they are dead. But the Lord made real flowers, flowers which live and grow. No person can do that. Then it was evening, and the third day was past. On the fourth day, the Lord created the sun, the moon, and the stars. From now on, the sun would give light and warmth to the earth. When the sun comes up, it becomes light. And when the sun goes down in the evening, it becomes dark. Sometimes the dark nights are a little lighter, because the moon shines. God also created the stars. These stars are seen best when it is very dark. Probably you look at them at night when you are lying on your bed. Perhaps you try to count them, but you will never succeed. Each time you get mixed up, because there are so many. And then you begin all over again, but before you are aware, you fall asleep. How beautiful it must have been when the sun went down for the first time, and the clouds in the heaven turned to such a pretty red color. But when the sun disappeared, it again became dark, and the fourth day was past. On the fifth day, the Lord created the birds in the air and the fishes in the sea. All at once, a sparrow flies between the branches of the trees, and then another, and yet another. Oh, look, there flies a swallow. Listen, in the distance we hear a cuckoo. Where do these birds come from all at once? Well, the Lord just created them. And now look in the water. There we see all kinds of fish swimming, large and small. There swims a school of bass, and there some pike. But also the gigantic whales in the ocean were made by God at this time. How merrily these first sparrows played! How clear was the song of the nightingales! And when the sun went down and it became night, all these birds flew to the trees, sat on a branch, put their heads in their feathers, and went to sleep. Then the fifth day was past. On the sixth day, the Lord created all the different animals that are upon the earth. All at once, a group of sheep are grazing peacefully in the tender grass. Some cows are lying in the shadow of a few trees. Nearby, a lion is walking around. But didn't the lion harm these sheep? Didn't the lion eat the sheep? No, not now. A little later, the lion and the sheep lay peaceably next to each other on the grass. The snakes are coiled in the trees, big ones and small ones. Diligent bees seeking honey buzz from flower to flower. How beautiful everything was upon the earth! There were no dry or dead leaves on the trees. Everything was equally beautiful and pure. The roses bloomed with fragrant odor. The birds sang and the sheep leaped in the pasture. Everything was glad and cheerful. The entire creation sang, played, and rejoiced to the honor of God who made all these things. After the Lord had created all the different plants and flowers, birds and fishes, the animals of the earth, the mosquitoes and the flies, he saw that everything was good, very good. Nothing was lacking. After that, the Lord rested on the seventh day, not because the Lord was tired, for the Lord can never become tired. But the Lord rested because he had finished making everything which he had a desire to make. 6 days the Lord worked, and on the seventh day he rested. For that reason, we people also must work 6 days, and on Sunday we must rest. 6 days your father must work on the farm or in the factory, but on Sunday he should stay at home. 6 days you can go to school or play, but on Sunday you may not. Schools should then be closed. Many people work on Sunday, but that is not permitted because the Lord did not give Sunday for that purpose. A blessing can never rest upon that. You shouldn't do anything on that day which is not permitted, should you? On Sunday we are permitted to go to church. Isn't that a great privilege? Then we listen to the minister who tells us of God and his works. He asks the Lord to regenerate us, to give us a new heart. Do you also ask for a new heart, children?